When Lidia Huerta was house shopping 5 years ago, she knew exactly what she wanted.
We didn't want to spend that much.
Affordability was definitely at the top of her list. Her husband works downtown, so a short drive was priority number two.
And the realtor told us, look in Dove Springs, and I felt kind of offended.
Offended because even without setting foot in Dove Springs, she knew it was not a desirable location. About 6 months ago, though, Evan and Casey Hochschild fell in love with the neighborhood.
Probably one of the most diverse economically, racially, so on and so forth.
The Hochschilds do not fit the traditional demographic that defined this neighborhood for so long. She's a civil engineer. He's an attorney. They're homeowners now. Transplants from Houston. This area has been traditionally for low-income renters, many who are recent immigrants, and who speak languages other than English. The data may still point to those facts, but on the ground, the neighborhood is going through a fast, although not complete, transformation. Margaret Valenti is a senior planner with the City of Austin.
There's no grocery store. There's no movie theater too terribly close. I don't think there are any coffee shops. So those types of things that make a neighborhood desirable in terms of gentrification are not existing in Dove Springs.
Valenti has a point. The bulk of the housing stock in Dove Springs is also really old. Many homes are from the 1940s. But there is a brand new subdivision being built right in the heart of Dove Springs, and it can barely keep up with sales. Luis Montejano is one of the salespeople. He has appointments back to back and switches indistinctively from Spanish to English depending on the client. He's surrounded by glossy pictures of nearby McKinney Falls.
We have 725 acres back there. There is a trail that actually leads you back there. So you have Lower Falls and Upper Falls, and it's kind of like a mini Niagara Falls.
Okay, that sales pitch may be a little bit of a stretch, but the idea is attractive enough that Gil Montes, an engineer who relocated from Chihuahua, Mexico, is set on buying a house in this new subdivision.
Me gustan las áreas verdes.
I love green spaces.
Me gusta andar en la bici,
riding my bike,
caminar,
and hiking.
Montes is actually worried he may not be able to get a home here. They're being bought faster than he can put all his paperwork together. Quite a turnaround for a lot that sat vacant for years. Garrett Martin is the CEO of Milestone Community Builders. He's building the community where Montes wants to buy.
We had the advantage of being able to build on a very reduced cost lot because it sat vacant for so long.
Martin says that allowed him to sell at a relatively affordable price. The homes with high living room ceilings that sit in walkable streets started at $140,000. The gated community is just one of the, some would say, positive changes the community has experienced most recently. In an area notorious for its childhood obesity epidemic, now, people can be seen jogging or walking their dogs. Dove Springs is also notorious for its lack of vegetation. This year, Valenti, the city planner, oversaw a massive tree planting effort. So the changes are real, but she says, please, don't call it gentrification.
What I see happening here is a renaissance, that people are coming out, they're getting engaged. Instead of the G word, I would talk about the R word for this particular neighborhood because it's a groundswell of interest and input from the community, and that puts pressures and shines a light on the need of the community for city programs and city decisions, and that's a great thing.
So, there you have it. Just 6 miles away from downtown, new parks are being developed near bodies of water in a part of town that is still fairly affordable. And the actual residents are getting to enjoy it. They have yet to be pushed out. Joy Diaz, KUT News.